Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Robin and I are here this morning. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Welcome to the second hour, everybody. And guess who we have on the line? That's right. I just mentioned Tony Sapinero. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Doing great. So you got this kids' fishing tourney coming up, second annual. How do we miss the first one?
The first one, we had 5 weeks to put together, and we ran it. Perfect. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better tournament for the first year.
You had like 80 kids in there.
Yeah, 78 kids actually came out with a five-week notice.
That's pretty good. Well, we're giving them a little bit more notice and a little more publicity this time. We've both looked at your interview with Jamie Costello the other day. That was great. You guys really ran that well, so pretty cool.
You know? Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we'll be glad to share that. But
I'm all excited about this.
Robin's
year.
Excited about it. She's, you know, she's excited because we got two grandkids, one almost two and one almost three. So next year we'll have one of those guys in there, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
So how did you get the concept or the idea to run a kids' fishing tournament the way you're running it?
Well, last year we fish pretty much all around. We went to Costa Rica, we went to Cabo, came back here to Maryland, won the White Marlin Open last year in the Shark Division, first, second, and third. We won two other tournaments in Cabo and three in Costa Rica. So I decided to take some of our winnings and open up a kids' classic tournament.
What's wrong with that?
I think that's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yep, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, a lot of guys will say, well, I need a bigger boat. I need to upgrade my engine. I need to buy a new toy. Not you. You're going after the kids, and I think that's great. I mean, we talked yesterday, and we both, and I mean, I'm 68 years old, and Robin's a little younger, but we both have this passion to get the kids into the outdoors, whether it's through deer hunting or waterfowl hunting or small game hunting, whether it's through, you know, freshwater, tidal, offshore fishing, of course, anything to expose the kids to our legacy, our lifestyle, the way we live as far as the outdoors is concerned. I mean, it doesn't get much better than living life in the outdoors, does it?
No, my grandparents and my dad started me. So.
Your grandparents and your dad, yeah. Tony, you don't know this. We haven't known each other that long. Robin's father, Dr. Ron Franks, was the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Secretary under Bobby Ehrlich.
Wow.
How about that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've married into royalty.
Oh, stop.
Oh, boy. And I bet she's a good cook, too, right?
Robin's a good cook. She's a great cook, no question about that. That's for sure. So you know, so in sharing your winnings and in sharing your passion for this. I mean, you're a successful businessman over there in East Baltimore, no question about that. But and you do this offshore fishing and you enter these tournaments and so forth. So at what moment, I mean, had you talked about this or had you thought about it for any length of time? I mean, how did it hit your brain? I mean, how did it make an impact on you? I mean, did you see a kid fishing somewhere? Just tell me. At what moment did you say, we need to do something for kids?
Well, I mean, we enter all these tournaments, and I see, you know, all the adults, which is amazing, you know, that show up. We had 400 and some odd and a white marlin this year.
Right.
And then I looked around and I saw all these kids watching, and I was like, you know, and then just growing up, not having a mentor there to show you, like, the fishing areas and where to go and all that, you have to learn it on your own. So I figure if we have some guidance somewhere, that might really help out this new generation coming up. Because we can't forget about the generation that's now, that's the ones that are going to take over our spaces. Because if we lose that, then we lose a gap, you know, 10, 15 years of people going boating, going fishing, going hunting, you know, waterfowl, you know, that would hurt the boating industry. That would hurt, you know, all the outdoor world. You know, everybody depends on that. So if we can still target the, you know, the kids, the ages 3 to 9, 10 to 16, keep them interested in actually going out and fish and learn about the bay, you know, what's underneath of that line that everybody sees, it's just water. Like I told them on Channel 2, you know, it's a whole other world under there.
It is. It is. No question about it. I mean, if you've ever seen any underwater footage of our bay, the structure under there, the reefs and the structure, you know, the lumps are called the lumps for a reason, you know.
Correct.
You know, and we've been rebuilding these artificial reefs at certain areas in the bay, and the fish and the invertebrates that inhabit that reef structure. I mean, it's a cycle of life. I mean, it's a predator prey type of thing, but it's also beautiful to watch, you know. And it's a whole, like you said, it's a whole other world. It really
is.
Yeah,
like Pools Island, if people would see, you know, the structure where behind Pools Island is, I mean, it probably looks like, you know, Colorado or some kind of mountains down there, and it's just, you know, you're in 12 foot of water and you're in 42 foot of water and you're in 8 foot of water, you're in 30 foot of water.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of structure there.
No question. Mm-hmm. So all right, let's dig into the tournament a little bit. It's Saturday, October 22nd.
Correct. It was a rain date. We had the rain come in last Saturday. It was on the first.
Yeah, the remnants of Ian. Sure. And Tiki Lee's Dock Bar is a great sponsor. I mean, they're letting you come in there and do the weigh-ins and that type of thing. And that's a question I had. So the way I understand it, they can pre-register online. And I guess they get some kind of verification. They don't have to go to Tiki Lee's and register. They can register online.
No, you don't. You can do it from your computer at home, your iPhone.
GoFishIncorporated.com. That's GoFishIncorporated.com.
Correct.
You go in there and you select, I'm looking at the registration form, you select the age of the child, you can fill it out by mail, I guess, too. You can, the 3 to 9, 10 to 16, and then the parents, and then you can select rockfish, catfish, snakehead, bass, eel, carp, white perch, and unusual catch. You can select any or all of those. If you want to target bass, you just select bass. And each of them have a different entry fee.
Correct.
Then you can get into Calcutta if you like, just like the big tournaments.
Just like the big tournaments. You get them used to it.
Yeah, get them used to it. Yeah, that's where the real money is made in these big tournaments, though, isn't it?
Correct, yes.
Into Calcutta. Yeah,
the more Calcutta's get in, the, you know, the bigger prize money is.
Sure.
And with
the
girl who won two places last year, she's on the, you know, Channel 2 News on the commercial that they set for us.
Yeah.
She won two first places last year, a kayak, a mountain bike, and she got two checks. I have big checks just like we get in the big boys tournament.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I got a call last year. From a mother said that one of the boys in the 3 to 9 category slept with his check.
He slept with it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Great. That is great. But
yeah, you know, I get a lot of thanks to everybody out there, you know, that's saying, you know, thanks for doing stuff for the kids. But, you know, this day and age with them being on their, you know, phones and their devices and stuff, I think the Chesapeake, we have three boats. Kelly Sullivan has his crab boat down there. His dad, Big Kelly Sullivan, going to be chartering their boats for the kids as well. We rented three boats, one for the Cub Scouts, and then we have two other boats available for the kids who really don't, you know, have that chance to go out on the boat.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's really, I mean, it's coming together. It's fast, coming together faster, you know, better than I expected for the second year. But Dave Carey down there at Tiki Lee's had a meeting with me, John Boucher, and Dana.
Yeah.
Warnica or Dangler, and said that, you know, hey, can I ask you, why are you doing this year? You got 5 weeks to put this together.
Yeah.
And John Boucher stopped him and said, well, let me answer that. He goes, I already talked to him. He said, you know what? If he has it this year and he gets 50 kids, he goes, next year he'll be ahead of the game and he'll have 100 kids.
Yeah.
So. That's right.
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, that's where everybody has to start somewhere, you know?
Everybody has to start somewhere.
We have some folks helping us here at the house with, we're downsizing and we need some help. So we have the folks coming in, and the guy said, well, you know, there's one way to eat an elephant. And I said, what's that? He goes, one bite at a time, buddy. One bite at a time. So,
right.
And that goes to where I have a couple businesses up here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And that's why we created 188 Not Junk. You know, people downsizing, people moving away. And
yeah.
Absolutely.
I think really that's awesome.
Stuff. Yeah. And we'll talk.
We'll talk about that. But, yeah, we salvage 70-80% of stuff from going into the landfills. Because we own a flea market as well, so.
I want to come up to the flea market.
Yep.
I'm sitting right now looking out in the parking lot. I got about 250 vendors out here.
Yep.
You're open today?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday.
What are your hours?
5 a.m. till 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
Awesome, thank you.
I got people out there with lights.
You're at North Point Boulevard, right?
No, I'm on Eastern Avenue, 8400.
Oh, Eastern Avenue. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Point Flea Market. It's an old shopping center we took over.
Okay. Got it.
But it's just amazing to see. This is my other family out here. I mean, I see probably 300 tents set up tonight or this morning.
Yeah.
And out there to feed their families and make their money.
That's great. That's fabulous. Well, that's fabulous.
My husband doesn't know, but he might be taking a ride.
Not today.
Oh, come on. He wants to hunt.
I need to go hunting.
Downsizing.
What's that?
I said downsizing.
Yeah,
I might find some up there to help me with organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see. All right.
Okay, you can hunt today, next weekend.
Yeah, next weekend.
Yes. Okay.
Another weekend coming up. Anyway, let's get back to the fishing tournament.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. Kids Classic Fishing Tournament, October 22nd, 2 weeks from today. Register online. What I wanted to talk about is, you know, you've rented these boats for these kids that don't have that experience. You've rented a boat for the Cub Scouts, but you know, it's a big area from the Bay Bridge north to Conowingo. That includes a lot of river systems. That includes a lot of bay. And once they register, they can fish anywhere they want to in the watershed. Is that right?
That's correct. They can go off the back of their pier, go in the buddy's pond. I made it easy, you know, so they can understand that when they go out there and they put a worm on the hook or a lure on the hook, that they're targeting something that's in that water that they can't see. And
That's
the amazing part of throwing it in and not knowing what's on the other end.
Yeah. Now, you have a parents division, too. If the parents want to sign up, I mean, can they win prizes as well?
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up. Last year, a friend of mine, Brad, and he signed all of his kids up. He had three kids, and then they actually got a team together last year, which was kind of cute. You know, the older division got teams together, and they fished against each other. So this year I have a first, second, and third place overall for that.
Yeah.
And Brad was the father, and he caught the biggest white perch I've ever seen. Like, and I fish a lot.
Yeah.
And I took them to, you know, all the kids to the white perch hole, and the dad wound up saying, you know, put it in the cooler. So he gets back, and, you know, he tagged it, and, you know, it was an amazing fish, and he won a first place crystal trophy, which is about a foot and a half high.
Oh man!
And he got a medal, and he also got a check.
Nice.
Nice. Jameson and I are going to be there next year.
I know you and Jameson are going to be there. I'll be there as well. It depends.
Well, he can be there this year.
Oh, I know.
He's not three yet.
Yeah,
we can still have him fishing.
You've rescheduled October 1st or 2nd was great for me. Our first was great for me. October 22nd, not so great. That's a
Muggle
year.
Hood.
Yeah, that's an annual deal with my grandson, my first grandson. So, you know, I won't be able to be there. But
which is getting out his grandson off the thing and out in the woods.
So yeah, cool. I'm the guy that got my grandson out there, no question about it. So
and white perch fishing is my favorite fishing. I mean, everybody likes rock fishing stuff, but because of growing up with my grandmother and everything, white perch is my favorite. So
yep.
I'm right there.
So very good. So we've got pretty much the details down, and you've actually put your own phone number out there.
Yes, I did. I want to be, you know, involved directly with the parents to give them as much information that they need. That way they are, you know, not misled or like, oh, I couldn't go over this, I couldn't hear that. But, yeah, I did give my personal cell phone out.
Wow.
So they can directly contact me.
And we'll give it here right now. Tony's phone number, 443-250-7153. I'm hoping that's the right number, 443-250-7153. That's
correct.
What I have. That's what I have in my contacts. And so anybody that has any questions are willing, you know, you're more than willing to take their phone calls. So that's fabulous, man. That is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Thank you both for, you know, having me on.
Oh, well, we want to give that website, too. It's Go Fish Incorporated, all spelled up. I read it incorrectly because I said Go Fishing, but it's Go Fish Incorporated. So there's no G in there. GoFishIncorporated.com. GoFishIncorporated.com to register for the second annual Kids Classic Tourney, which takes place October 22nd. And the weigh-in is up till 5 p.m. at Tiki Lee's Dock Bar in Sparrows Point, 4309 Shore Road in Sparrows Point. And the details are, once you're registered, you can fish anywhere from the Bay Bridge north to Conowingo, from land, from your pier, on your boat, with a guide, whatever you want to do, and go out there and you know, catch some fish, bring them into Tiki Lee's, and get them weighed up. And this sounds to me like it's going to be an absolutely phenomenal Kids Classic Tourney.
And
it was just great to see all these kids last year lined up on the pier.
And they'll all be back.
Yes, they'll all be back. And Dave Carey from Tiki Lee's came over to me. He walked in, and then I'm over at the trophy tent, and he walked through, and he went, looked at me, and I thought, uh-oh, what'd I do wrong? And he says, this looks like Toys R Us in here. And I was like, and you
Toys R Us.
Big smile on his face. I mean, we had kayaks, mountain bikes, regular bikes, like 60 fishing rods I gave away. I gave away probably $15,000 in prizes and another $10,000, $15,000 in cash.
Wow.
Tony, I have to tell you, I just drove back from a leaf peeping, or rode back, as Alan keeps saying, from a leaf peeping trip in New England last night, and I was going to sleep in this morning and miss this, okay? I mean, I was out cold, but when I heard you were going to be on and I saw your thing, I was so impressed with what you're doing, okay, I actually got out of bed just for you this morning.
Oh, boy. All right. Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, you got
it. I really, really am impressed. So.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, he told me you watched the Channel 2
We did.
Spot. They gave us almost 3 minutes on the news, and Jamie Costello, you know, yourself and your wife, I would greatly appreciate it for all
not
of
a,
your help.
Not a problem, buddy.
This is the stuff we live for.
You know, we've always made it known, and our listeners are generous, too. I mean, we've had two fishing tackle packages donated back for gifts for kids. So we did a kids fishing tackle drawing here a couple weeks ago. We had a muzzleloader donated back from our muzzleloader contest donated back for a kid we're giving that away at the end of November. So yeah, we're with you, buddy.
So if our listeners want something that we give away, a couple of them we'll give back to the kids, which is just awesome.
We love hearing
and we, like I said, we got 10 sponsors this year, 12 sponsors.
That's great.
So anything helps. Like I said, the angler out there on Route 50, you know, we got Tuckerman's who gave us like 20 kids fishing boxes.
Yep. Hey, you know, let me ask you this question. I didn't mean to interrupt your name and your sponsor, but you know, hopefully we can get some of our sponsors involved next year. But briefly explain to one of our listeners what a Calcutta is.
Calcutta is when you have, you know, several categories, like say Calcutta, say we got rockfish, catfish, snakeheads, bass, So, and all of them have a price to get in it. So, say a rockfish is $25 to enter. You have catfish is $25. White perch is $20 to enter. So you just add the ones that you want up, and it comes out to be, you know, $200. And then your $20, if it's 3 to 9 ages, and then 10 to 16, it's $30 to enter.
Right.
So you just add all that together, and that becomes your Calcutta. So if you have a 10 to 16-year-old entering at 30, and you have a white perch category you want to get in, that would be $50 to enter that Calcutta. So when you see your name on the board on white perch, we actually have a real scoring board where you see your name and you can move up. If you didn't catch a big enough white perch, you go back out fishing, as long as your lines are in by 3 o'clock. And then, you know, we give out the prizes between like 5:15 and 5:30. Gives us a little time to put everybody together and see who won.
I got it.
That is just
all right.
I am so excited about next year.
So if you want to enter every division, that
yes,
the Calcutta is $150.
Yes, it's called all in. So you pick, you know, out of the 8 categories. We have an unusual category because I put that in there, and John Bush says, like, unusual. I'm like, yeah, there's something out there that we don't know about. And he started laughing. He wrote it down, but it actually stuck. So,
somebody comes in with a flounder.
Yeah,
you know.
So, yeah, one boy came in with a croaker, and he goes, "Is this unusual?" I said, "Yes, it is. It's not on the board."
Not on the board. How about that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that is cool. I love croakers, too.
Yep.
Yeah, croakers, yeah.
Yep.
You know, my boat that we took out last year, we caught croaker, and they were like, you know, why are they, who named them croaker? Like, and then I said, come here, listen. And then and then I said, there you go.
It's
just amazing to see some of these kids that haven't fished before. We want to fish and be like, I caught that. It's my fish. And it was.
Oh,
you know, it's amazing just to see the
just
kids out there.
Dozens and dozens and scores of special moments. So
absolutely,
Tony. Thanks so much again. I appreciate it, and we're all in on supporting your tournament. Let me know anything we can do for you.
Please.
Yeah,
do.
I greatly appreciate this morning, and you know, good luck to all your guys. Spots on the radio, and thanks for having me this morning. And just go fish.
Take
I love
care.
It.
Take care.
Thank
Tony Saponero.
Bye, Tony.
Thanks,
nice
buddy.
To meet you.
Bye-bye. There goes Tony. Wow. Okay.
I am so, you know, I'm over here just in heaven.
I know. We've got to make up some time.
Okay, so, you go ahead. I'm going to be
quiet. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a pretty long commercial break. But while we're doing that commercial break, we want to line up the callers, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and we will
do a rapid fire
get in the contest, comment on Go Fish, whatever you want to do. But I've got to talk about our sponsors.
Go ahead. I'll
no
be quiet.
Question about it. All right. So the question is, do you have one of those fireplaces in your house that you never use? Well, we had one too, just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. So we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected the Enviro brand EX35 model gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox itself, the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency. You should act now before the fall rush, which is here. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the cold weather that's here. It's here now. It's going to keep coming. It's going to be getting colder and colder. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, guess what? Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, Route 50 East, coming from the Bay Bridge, exit 39B, Dominion Road, 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, 410-604-2500. And I'll repeat that at the end. They carry Bose by Matthews, the new V3X in 29 and 33. They carry 10-point crossbows. But they have a sale on the Raven crossbows. This is the hottest looks for a long time. The Raven 500, 15% off. 15% off. How about that? That's a big one. They also have in stock straight wall cartridge rifles, the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the Ruger Americans, the Ruger Go Wild models. These are the most highly desired straight wall cartridge rifles out there, made by Ruger, great company. Of course, they carry Remington and Browning and Savage and everything else. Now, they do have a selection of shotguns by Choppa and Escort that were built for home protection. 20% off on those particular shotguns. Your home protection shotguns, 20% off. Pump action shotguns starting at $279. Why not check that out? If you're an angler and you like wearing that Hook, H-U-K clothing, 40% off. How about that? If you need a new target to shoot your bow, the Rhino Block target with a free insert, center insert, 20% off. Those are the sale items. But don't forget, they have the Muzzy Bow Fishing Packages, the Rambo Electric Bikes, rods, reel, tackle, live frozen bait, everything for crabbing, everything for fishing, insulated mugs and tumblers, Costa sunglasses, calls, decoys, camo, all at Chesapeake Outdoors. Route 50, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Now, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. Clyde's has a supply of CVA muzzleloaders, the same brand that we're giving away and have been giving away for 15 years here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Clyde's is now stocking the Optima V2, the Acura LRX, the Paramount long-range muzzleloader, the Scout TD4570, not a muzzleloader, but a straight wall firearm for sure. They have all the CVA accessories as well, the Black Powder, the Pyrodex, the Blackhorn 209, the 777. Early muzzleloader season is October 2021, 22. Don't forget, Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108 is their phone number. Firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, open 7 days a week. That's Clyde's Sports Shop. Make sure you stop by and see them. Long-time sponsor, no question about it. Here we go. Spurry's Tire Service. So our lure supplier, Tackle Box Tim, called me the other day. He was on his way to the beach. What's the name of your tire guy in Easton? Spurry's Tire Service, located corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. It's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Tim pulled in, half hour later, tires fixed, he's on his way. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and more. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, even your combine. If your combine runs over a deer antler, they'll fix it, and they'll get the tire for it. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your farm. Yep, garden tractors, farm tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, tire repair, auto service, automotive repair, including figuring out what's going on when that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade.
All right. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Perfect, buddy. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview. If you have any questions on getting your kids out there in the Go Fish tournament, you know, we can try to answer your questions, but your best bet's to call Tony, and I gave you his number. So we're going to promote this for the next couple of weeks until the day of the tournament and go from there, right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I will talk about it all you want.
You seem duly impressed.
I was. I am.
Are you
really
leaving?
Huh?
Are you leaving?
I'm staying till the end, but I'm
fading out.
I'm fading.
Fading fast.
I was so excited about that interview. I was really.
Good.
It was great. He was super.
Yeah.
Very impressed. Very impressed with what he's doing.
No question.
My family has always, even though I'm not a, and you all know it, I'm not a bug and a big outdoor person.
Right.
But I love to fish.
Got it.
And my family has always pushed for the kids to get involved in stuff like that.
Oh, I knew it. Yep.
And I look forward to doing that with my grandkids, and I look forward to next year at this tournament, because I'm going, if you go or not. I'm also going to the flea market in a couple weeks.
Okay. Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hi, Tackle Box Tim.
Good morning, Robin and Alan. How are you today?
Doing well.
Awesome.
Are you all rested up, or are you still in the Ocean City area?
I'm still in the Ocean City area, pretty much rested up after a
good
sort of a unfortunate start, which wasn't that big of a deal.
Not with Brent Spurry and Spurry's Tire Service.
Yeah.
They fixed you right
up. I'm heading down the road, and my low pressure light comes on. I'm like, oh man, how long do I have?
Exactly.
And I didn't want to get out of the truck. You know, Tuesday was raining and nasty.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So I found an overpass, and I clicked on so I could see the arrangement of the tires and which one was going low, and it wasn't screaming like the air was rushing out.
Yeah,
so I was like, okay, I know where I can get some air. Got air, put, you know, matched all the tires up, went to breakfast, came out, and that tire was 3 pounds down.
Yep.
And I'm like, my wife, well, what are we going to do? I said, well, I can't be putting air in this tire all weekend, but I know a guy that knows a guy. And that's when I called Alan and said, hey, can you get me to Spurry? Because at that point, I hadn't even made it to Easton yet.
Right.
And I went in and didn't know it was Brent at the time behind the counter. He said, can I help you? I said, yes, sir. I'm on my way to the beach, and I got a tire with a slow leak in it. He said, will you pull yourself into that first base, sir, and we'll get you taken care of.
Yep.
As soon as I pulled in, the tire technician there, I said, yeah, I got a slow leak. I said, yeah, I know. There's your nail.
Wow.
I had pulled into where that nail was right on the top of the tire, and they didn't do any further investigation.
That's great.
Tim.
But, yeah, I appreciate them guys. I mean, it was early in the morning. The bay was empty. He said, come right on in.
Man,
that was fantastic.
What were you going to say, Rob?
Tim, that is funny because when Teresa and I just left on Sunday heading up north, we got as far as Church Hill, and our low-pressure light came on. So we went and filled it up, the tire up. Nothing really looked low, and it turns out it was a sensor. So all week we've been looking at that low-pressure tire thing.
Oh, man.
And it makes you uncomfortable, but we knew it was work, you know.
Everything's working.
It does, especially on a, you know, Tuesday morning. When, you know, it's the beginning of rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on the shoulder dealing with a flat tire.
Yep.
I got all the luggage blocking where the jack is in the back of the truck.
Yeah. You
know. It worked out great for
you. Hey, I'm gonna catch up with you next week. You don't have to stop here today.
Okay.
All right, deal?
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, yeah. So, Tim.
He wants to go hunting.
Yeah, I do. Tim, you remember back in the day you used to be able to pull in and get air for free, right?
Yeah, and I pulled in a place that had it for free, but that thing was
jacked
out of order.
Yeah.
But luckily,
so,
there was a mom and pop shop next door, but
yep. And now you got to pay $1.50, right?
Yeah, it was $1.50 for 3 pounds of air.
Yeah,
or 6 pounds of air to get it back where I needed to be.
You put the money in first, and then you get the air. Well, you know why that is. You can't get it for free anymore. Do you know why I have to pay for it?
It's a setup, but I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
Inflation.
Yeah.
You got it.
So, that's a good one. Yep.
I know. All right. Anyway. Well, I'm glad it all worked out for you. You had a good end of your week at the beach. What, Robin?
I said you were dying to get that out.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. We had a fishing trip scheduled for Wednesday, but obviously that got rained out, and our guide didn't have any other availability. So I made a few casts from the beach into the surf, but it got my fishing itch taken care of.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So, all right, buddy. I'll talk with you early in the week, okay?
All right. Take care.
You do the same.
Take it easy, Tim.
See you, Tim.
Safe travels.
Right. Yep, safe travels. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Jimmy in Dundalk. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing great. How about you?
Good.
I'm doing great. I'm at work down here at TPA, Trade Point Atlantic. It used to be Buffalo Steel, Sparrows Point, Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I have a couple questions. Well, first of all, I want to say that early this morning you were talking about your voice is not coming through.
Yeah.
Robin's voice comes through very nice. She has a very lovely voice.
She does.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. You just made my morning.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. So it was worth getting out of bed so I could hear your voice this morning. It was great.
And, wow.
The next thing I would like, I'm trying to butter up. Next thing I'd like to, and I already entered the muzzleloader contest.
Good. Thank you.
And if I would win it for chance, that's going to go to my middle grandson, Chase. He's an outdoors guy like me.
Okay.
And he's nine, and I'm curious, is there an age limit on when we can start him into the hunter safety course?
There is not an age limit in Maryland. Maryland, you can, as long as the young person can complete the hunter safety education course, they will qualify for a hunting license. Of course, there are some restrictions, about going out with somebody of age and so forth, but as a youth hunter. But you know, they have to be accompanied by a licensed hunter up to a certain age. I believe it's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
right
no.
Now, he just goes with me.
Yeah.
I take him. He's my little pack hunter. And
no.
It's funny. Most of the time, we have a little blind set up, and he falls asleep usually. He falls asleep. So this year when I talked to him, I said, "Are you ready to go hunting?" He said, "I've been waiting all year, Bob." And I said, well, in a couple of years, probably, we're going to get you your hunter safety course, and you'll actually be the one that's going to be hunting. And he says to me out of clear blue sky, he says, oh, he says, I'll be the hunter, and you'll be the one sleeping.
I love it.
That's great. That's great.
It was funny.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love kids.
I do. Listen, get them into a hunter safety course as soon as possible. I think you can take a lot of it online, but get connected.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, get connected with it.
I wasn't aware of that.
Get connected with a club, and there'll probably be a field day where you'll have to take him to the range and so forth. But no, he's not too young. He's not too young at all.
Yes.
So,
it's always sooner the better.
I have a story. A fellow by the name of William Boyd Stewart, lives on Hooper's Island. He's a very avid Sika deer hunter with a bow, and he's actually the state record holder. Of the Sika stag with a compound bow. He took his daughter out, got her started with a crossbow. Got her started with a crossbow at age 8.
Oh.
And they have a pretty good farm where they hunt, and a doe came out. She said, can I shoot it? And he said, go ahead if you want to. She said, no, I want to see what else comes out. So a nice 6-point came out. She said, can I shoot it? He says, whatever you want. So she got ready to shoot this six point stag, and another Sika deer, a big monster, mature Sika deer, growled, and that's what they do. You know, and she waited for that deer to come out, and she actually made the shot on that deer, big giant 5-point. So that was her first Sika stag, a really nice one. So very happy for her, but age 8 now. Imagine that. So not too young, buddy. Not too young.
No, I would love. I've hunted Sika deer a couple times down Fishing Bay with no luck.
Yep.
But I would love to try some more and get a Sika deer. That's on my bucket list.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'll let you guys go.
Hey, look.
Talking to you both.
Did you register your grandson for the youth muzzleloader giveaway?
Muzzleloader?
Yeah.
We have a youth giveaway, too.
I just registered under my name, but it's going to go to him, Alice.
No, but
you have a second chance is what I'm saying.
Oh, you mean I can put his name in also?
Yeah, we're giving a youth.
Okay. That's for
the youth
drawing, away
the
right?
end of
Let's do that, then. Let's do that also, then.
We'll put you back on hold.
Okay. Nice talking to you guys, and enjoy your weekend.
You do the same. Also. Thank you. Bye-bye. Got it.
Alan?
Yes, Rob.
Can youth enter now, but then we also have the youth muzzleloader giveaway in November that he should sign up for.
That's what I said.
But can youth get in now, too, though?
Anything. Yeah.
Right,
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but we
yeah, we're
make
not
sure.
limiting. We're limiting the November.
Right. I just want to make sure he gets in for the November one.
Because we have two.
Right. I understand.
Okay. But, yeah, he's registered in his name as an adult, but we'll put the youth in the youth muzzleloader. Part.
And this month for the regular month. You're kidding me. Alan, you're just not answering my question. I give up. If you all get it straight, just keep registering the kids.
Well, you hit me with a question that I hadn't made a decision on yet because I don't know. We didn't talk about it.
I made a decision.
What's the decision?
Kids can sign up anytime, same as adults for the giveaway, but just youth in November. So we should get that kid
We're
in the November.
We're giving two away in November.
Right.
Okay. We'll figure it out. All right. Hey, Evan, thanks for sending me an email, buddy. I appreciate that. We'll get your little grandson in there. Look at that.
What?
Our buddy Evan.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He said, enter my grandson, Jackson. So he's currently taking his hunter safety course, age 9. He's fired up about deer hunting.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Yep. So that's... If that answers our last caller's question, they do get fired up at that age, so don't hold them back from taking a hunter safety education course, that's for sure. All right. Any callers on the line, Aaron? All right, let's finish up our commercials, and then that'll probably bring us to the end, unless we have a little more time. We'll see.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, let's go fish. I mean, let's go fish. On Saturday, October 22nd, the second annual Kids Classic Fishing Tournament kicks off from Tiki Lee's Dock Bar. Go Fish, the sponsor, is awarding over $15,000 in money and prizes to kids ages 3 to 9, 10 to 16, and even parents who register. You can pick the fish you want to target, too, from perch to bass to rockfish to catfish, snakeheads, and more. Once you register, you can fish anywhere from the Bay Bridge North to Conowingo, from land or from a boat or from your pier. Lines in at 9 a.m., lines up at 3:30. Weigh-ins till 5 p.m. at Tiki Lee's, 4309 Shore Road in Sparrows Point. Register for the Kids Classic Fishing Tourney on October 22nd at GoFishIncorporated.com. That's GoFishIncorporated.com. For more information, please call or text Tony at 443-250-7153. That's 443-250-7153. Now, let's go fish. And we're back. We're almost out of time. I don't think we have any callers on the line. Robin, what do you think?
Think about what? You asked me.
You sound like that driver that got pulled over in West Virginia for speeding in his pickup truck. And the state trooper looked at him and says, "You got any ID?" And he says, "About what?" I know, stupid jokes. Anyway.
I know. And then now that you remembered that one, I'll hear it six more times.
Not that one. No, but Joe did have a riddle for you today.
Well, what's the riddle?
I have to find it. Oh, by the way, John B. emailed and said, as a grandpa, I'm smiling hearing this about helping the kids. Tell Tony I said thanks. So there you go. Okay, so, Robin, if your uncle's sister is not your aunt, what relationship is she to you? If your uncle's sister is not your aunt.
She's your mama.
That's correct.
I got that one.
Yep.
She's your mama.
My mama. Your uncle's sister's not your aunt. What relationship is
she? I got an awesome mama.
Yep. Good lady. So, anyway, 410-922-6680 is probably not going to be available at this late date. You can try, but we're almost out of time, so we're just kind of stretching it here. We're killing time.
What's not going to be available
at this
late date?
What?
Never mind. I'll ask you off the air. I got lost.
You're up.
Everybody, get out. Stay out. Stay safe. It's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy your family and go fish.